Earlier this Friday, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order that will restrict water shutoffs to homes and small businesses. The order protects customers who may not be able to pay for their water service from shutoffs. The governor stated, quote, "This executive order will help people who have been financially impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic by ensuring they have water service. Water is critical to our very lives, and at this time, it is critically important that it is available for everyone." End quote. Also, Governor Newsom's latest order will restore water for occupied residences that may have had their water shut off as of March 4th, which is when the governor proclaimed a state of emergency due to COVID-19. Here in Southern Humboldt, a local water agency, the Garberville Sanitary District, or GSD, is working on replacing damaged water and sewer lines. Much of the district system is very old, and the GSD are proposing some rate increases from their customers to help fund replacing leaking, rusted, or inadequate infrastructure. Last week, the GSD held their monthly meeting via teleconference, and Board President Linda Broderson encouraged the people to connect via phone calls.
Well, I just think that, again, it's communication. If you have questions, call and ask the questions. Don't assume something. Call for clarification. Yeah, we're all in this together. We're not here. I mean, we're here to make sure that we have safe drinking water for our customers and we have a sewage system that works properly and that we can provide water to our customers.
You can call the Garberville Sanitary District office at 707-923-9566. Their general manager, Ralph Emerson, explained why the GSD recently replaced a sewer line that crosses Redwood Drive at its central Garberville intersection with Sproul Creek Road.
We have identified that area across the intersection of Redwood Drive and Sproul Creek Road as a problem area. It had manholes that were built out of river rocks, and they were just concreted together. So it wasn't real solid in places. And there was broken pipes in the middle of that section that we would find pieces in the manhole. So we knew the pipes were broken. And so because we've had to clean that section on a regular basis, it was felt that was critical to replace and have a new pipe going across the intersection so we don't have sewer plug-ups or broken pipes or sewage going into the ground.
And is that project still happening? Is it buttoned up?
That section is completed. The ones that are causing the most problems we're fixing first, and then we'll try and have a plan. If we can get grant money, which will help, we'll be able to do larger sections at one time. Otherwise, it'll be whatever the budget allows us to do each year, doing smaller sections.
The recent replacement of sewer line in Central Garberville is one of many projects the GSD wish to fund. The district is managing a system that was originally owned by three different companies and patched together into one. The GSD estimates that every year, about 14 million gallons of water they have pulled from the South Fork of the Eel River is lost through leaks, which cannot be found. This fact was addressed by General Manager Emerson when asked by a member of the public, Kristen Vogel.
Yeah, but is it very clear to this district how 14 million gallons is being lost?
It is very clear to the district. If you had never brought it up, we were looking at it before that. So I'm concerned. I've been looking at it for 5 years. I want to know what we treat. I want to know what goes through a meter. I want to know where the loss is in the meters. I want to know where the infrastructure leaks are. And I want to know what goes in the wastewater plant. So that's why we replaced the Alder Point water tank. Is I want to know every leak, and I want to replace and repair. That's part of this infrastructure upgrade, is replace everything that's leaking. We've had leak detection done twice in the district since I've been here, and we're trying to isolate spots that are problem areas and have those repaired. But it's an ongoing process because this system hasn't been upgraded since it was built. In the 30s, some of it.
Yeah.
So it's a concern. And we're not backing off of it. They were taking tests today of an area we have concerns in.
Well, my main concern from day one, having been here now for 10 years, is that most of the energy of this district has gone to what I call, leapfrog development for starters with the big annexation. And now...
Well, that's a comment.
I'm just saying, how can you really put money into an infrastructure that's old and decrepit and falling apart when you're so busy getting more properties into the district and more water being sold out, into the new
area?
That's
a good question. That's why the developers are paying for it. So I appreciate that question.
General Manager Emerson later confirmed that renovations to water and sewer connections in downtown Garberville at buildings on the corner of Redwood Drive and Church Street were recently completed with financial backing from the building owner. The GSD is currently appealing to state agencies for millions of dollars of grant funding for the replacement of outdated water tanks and pipelines across most of their coverage area. Garberville Sanitary District is planning to alter customers' rates to ensure plenty of funds will be available for replacing infrastructure. However, customers on fixed income over the age of 65 can pay discounted rates.
There's a couple factors that went into this rate study, and one was we were concerned about elderly people on fixed incomes and no way to generate more income, and what a rate increase would do to them, because some have a difficult time paying their rates currently.
Correct.
Their service charges now. So we felt it was important to have some kind of an ordinance that would allow older customers to be able to get a reduction if they requested it and they met the qualifications of income and age. And that also was on our website under billing ordinances procedures. So that is an option for those customers in that category. And then another concern we had was those that perhaps for their business require a large amount of water, and how that impacts them if they try to keep their business open, especially in this economic downturn and for this community. So how would that affect their business if they got a large rate increase? So that was also a factor we had to consider.
To find out more about discounts for GSD customers over the age of 65 and to look at proposed rate increases, you can look at their website, garberville.sd.org. If you click on the tab Rate Study Service Fees, KMUD News will bring you a deeper look at the proposed changes later this month. For Redwood Community Radio, I'm Tanya Horlick.